Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling in Washington, D.C. at the Small Business Summit, NFIB's 2006 Small Business Summit. And I've got Chuck Mott and Mary Jo Mott in front of me. And they're the owners of InnoVac, which is a vacuum service company out of the great state of Washington. They're actually in Edmonds, Washington, which is hard by to Seattle, I think. Right, Chuck?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And Mary Jo, it's good to have you here as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sitting in. And I know you're your father founded this company, didn't he?
That's right. Correct.
Now, did you work in the company when you were young?
Yes.
When you were younger, I should say.
I should say yes. That's right. Yes, I grew up around the business.
Right, and well, you've got two children and five grandchildren.
Correct.
And so, congratulations, and you have a son named, what did you say
about Daniel?
You have a son named Daniel.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, I haven't announced this yet, but I have a brand new grandson. His name is Daniel. Tipped a scale at 6 pounds 7 ounces. And, of course, he's beautiful. He's already the most intelligent grandchild on planet Earth.
Absolutely. I understand that.
Yep.
But, of course.
But Daniel's a great name, and he's my third grandson, and I'm already out of control, so I don't know what's going to happen to me. You guys know about that, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I understand that.
Now, your daughter is now the president of the company.
That's
so third
correct.
Generation in the company.
That's right.
Congratulations. What's that like, having a family business?
Well, it's mostly on the upside because we're with all of the kids. We operated out of our home in the first few years until we grew to the point where we had to get into our own commercial facility.
Right.
But this way we were able to be with the kids, so that was a good thing. The downside was we got to the point where my office was literally about 10 feet away from our bedroom.
Oh.
And so finally, when we had about, I guess 8 or 10 people working in the house and trucks all over the place, we finally were able to get our own commercial facility and move out. So then that became another plus.
That's good. I didn't know where you were going with that, Chuck. Okay, tell us about the commercial vacuum business.
Well, we're a residential and commercial duct cleaning company in Seattle. We're the largest by far of any other company.
So if your duct work is getting clogged up with spider webs and whatever,
dust and lint and things
like that, then you guys come in and clean them out.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes. InnoVac is the total source removal
company.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to use compressor lines called Viper whips,
right,
and as well as truck engine powered vacuum units to clean out the duct system.
Right. So, how did you get started? I mean, no, your dad started it. This was just a service that wasn't being offered, and he decided
That's
to
right.
do it.
It started as a furnace cleaning business in Seattle in 1954,
and then grew into this.
And then we expanded and the ventilation system cleaning.
Right.
And then went into commercial ventilation system cleaning.
How many employees you got?
We have about 35 employees.
And what's the biggest thing that's your biggest concern right now?
Well, obviously we're concerned about legislation, both state and national, how it impacts small business.
And a lot of small business owners don't understand that they need to get involved in the political process, do they?
They sure don't. We wish they would.
Yeah.
Because our organization, the NFIB, and those of us that are active, we're in a sense carrying the water and hewing the wood that on issues that affect all small business.
Absolutely. And how long have you been an NFIB member?
Well, I think almost 20 years.
Is that right?
We had 1 year somehow we missed in getting our subscription paid in, but the last stint about 15 years.
Well, I've been a member over 15 years, and so I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the best investment I make every year.
Yes,
it certainly is.
Because that little bit of money expands and goes a long way towards getting me the kind of representation in Washington and in my state house that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Absolutely. we have to have this representation because we're small. We're not a Boeing, we're not a Microsoft or other big corporations that can put lots of people down in the state house or in the national government to, you know, represent their interests.
Well, you know, one of the things I tell people is if small businesses don't get involved in politics, then what they can do is expect to get whatever they're given by those people who pass the laws and regulations.
Absolutely.
Who can therefore assume that we don't care.
That's right. Well, and it's interesting in looking at the state level, we have a lot of people that are in the state legislature that are have never had to meet a payroll in their life.
Right.
And
we need to elect more small business owners, don't we?
If we can find small
business owners who have time to run.
Absolutely. And that's difficult to do.
It is.
Yes. So we have a real challenge, both nationally and statewide.
Right. Well, but there are those people out there, and we do need to ask people who are running for Congress, running for Senate, for the Senate, or any job,
yeah,
whether it be a district, a mayor or one of the local municipal offices. We need to ask those people, what do you know about making a payroll? What do you know about the economy, how it works? We need to ask these people these things, don't we?
Absolutely, we do. And we do.
On the business side, what's your biggest concern?
Well, I think, we're looking at these health cooperatives. I think that will help get...
Small business health plans?
Yes. It would help get... If we can go national on that, then we can get the cost of medical costs down. That's just continuing to go up 8, 10, 12, 15% a year.
The guy on just before you, 79% one year.
Yes.
I believe it was.
Yes.
I mean, it's prohibitive.
It is.
We're concerned about our families, you know, employees and their families, and how do we keep them?
Well, and that's just – and that kind, those kind of increases just sucks the capital out of your business.
Absolutely.
How can you hire another employee when you've got – and you want to provide health insurance?
That's exactly about how you look at it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It just sucks the capital out of your business.
Yeah.
What – Mary Jo, what's on the horizon? Where's your company going?
A lot of expansion possibilities. Our daughter, we're expanding another operation in the south area of Seattle.
Right.
As a means of reaching a whole new area.
So you're excited about about where things are going?
Yes.
Do you feel positive about the economy, Chuck?
Oh, absolutely.
About the national economy as well as your local economy?
Yes, it is. We had three tough years, like I think a lot of other businesses.
01, 02, and 03.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But starting last year, things started to turn around, and this year is looking very good.
Right. Give us your website, please.
We got several.
Innovac.com, I think.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's one of them. I have my own personal one.
Right.
But Innovac.com is fine.
Thank you for being here. Mary Jo and Chuck,
thank you
for all that you do for your economy, for your employees, for your customers, and you're my heroes.
Thank you so much.
Chuck Mott and Mary Jo Mott there.
Thank you so much.
Just like you folks are making payroll every Friday. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We got a whole bunch of NFIB folks who are going to be joining us to talk to us about what's going on here in Washington, D.C. and across the country on behalf of small business public policy. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.